also might be without Reed. It really could be pretty thin back there.
Yeah, but hey, man, it's everybody's opportunity. You know, this is how I got my opportunity in this league. It's the next person's, you know, chance if you know they can't play.
How much have you watched the Broncos so far, either on film or just watching TV? Because all their guys are putting up incredible numbers. And I'm not sure that's painting how much of that is their guys are really good.
I mean, you know, you're not talking about Bobo and JoJo. You're talking about Wes Welker, you know, and D. Tom is out there doing his thing, and Decker, they're great players. So. It's not like they're nobody. They're great players too.
What do you have to try to do to take them out of their rhythm?
Not let them catch the ball.
Yeah, what are some of the ways that you have a guy that's as smart as Peyton Manning is, and
you just got to be able to play ball, man. And everybody's going to be stressed, and we got to make plays. It's just time to step up.
Did you watch the Colts game? Because obviously they had more success, at least most of the game, than anybody had really.
Yeah, I mean, we watched that. I'm watching every game, Dallas, everybody. Sometimes you got to just make plays, and that's what the Colts were able to do, cause turnovers, and, they were able to win the game.
Do you look forward to a challenge like Peyton Manning?
You look forward to, big games, to see where you are as a defense. And, if you win these games, it gives you the confidence, to go on the runs like we did last year.
And it kind of measures you, too, in a certain degree. You kind of get to challenge yourself to see.
Oh, yeah, as a player, you get to see going against the best. You want to be the best.
How important is it for the guys up front to get pressure on them and make them feel uncomfortable in the pocket?
Oh, of course. You don't let Peyton sit there and, read and pick you apart, have to move around. He doesn't like to do that, so that's important, too.
For some reason, this team seems to respond better when no one gives you guys a shot. Why do you think that is?
I mean, hey, man, we must be a bunch of misfits, man. That you know what I mean? You guys hate on us enough, we eventually respond back.
Josh, have you played many games in Denver?
I've actually never been to Denver, so this will be interesting.
You hear about the altitude and everything? Is that?
Yeah, I heard there's something going on up there.
Does it affect you? You think it's going to affect you a ton?
I've been there. You just got to get used to it. It's going any time you travel, man. It's a different place away from home. You got to be prepared for the elements.
Do you feel like that game on Sunday helped you guys maybe turn a corner? I guess given the confidence of how that game went with the shootout and ended up having a game-winning drive,
Oh yeah! Anytime you get a win, it's positive. No matter what score was, stats, anything. You get a win, you realize that we can do this thing and we can get it going again. We have the confidence that we know we're a good team.
When you've gone against Peyton, what's impressed you the most?
He can get his offense in the right play. No matter what, he can always have a play ready to beat your defense, and you got to be able to stop that.